Exclusive, FL Representative Ryan Chamberlain. Pronoun legislation is about common sense versus nonsense. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 25, 2023. A bill in Florida introduced by Republican State Representative Ryan Chamberlain, which tackles pronoun mandates in government institutions, businesses or nonprofit organizations that receive taxpayer funding, is about common sense versus nonsense, the legislator told Breitbart News on Friday. Chamberlain introduced the measure, which has piqued interest across various media outlets, this week. HB 599 directly addresses yet another facet of the leftist woke agenda, dealing with gender identity in these institutions. It essentially states that an employee or contractor in the previously listed institutions cannot be required to use an individual's personal pronoun if it does not correspond to that individual's biological sex. It also protects said employees from potential adverse personnel action for rejecting the woke nonsense. The legislation protects employees from potential suspension, transfer, discharge, and demotion for their religious or biology-based beliefs, including a belief in traditional or biblical views of sexuality and marriage, or the employee's or contractor's disagreement with gender ideology, whether those views are expressed by the employee or contractor at or away from the worksite, according to text of the bill, which reads in part. It is an unlawful employment practice for a nonprofit organization or an employer who receives funding from the state to require, as a condition of employment, any training, instruction, or other activity on sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. For purposes of this subsection, the term nonprofit organization means any organization that is exempt from taxation pursuant to 26 U.S.C.S. 501, or any federal, state, or local governmental entity. In an emailed statement to Breitbart News, Chamberlain said the legislation is gaining a large amount of support and we look forward to it becoming law. We are either born as a male or female based on our reproductive organs. This biological fact never changes, the statement reads in part. As the bill itself also recognizes that it is the policy of the state that a person's sex is an immutable biological trait and that it is false to ascribe to a person a pronoun that does not correspond to such person's sex. It is unconstitutional to force people to acknowledge anything otherwise. This bill simply establishes that with any government institution, business or nonprofit organization that receives taxpayer funding that they would be violating Floridians' personal rights by forcing any employee to take a pronoun, gender identity or woke training to maintain employment. The statement continued, adding that no taxpayer-funded organization can require or discipline an employee in an attempt to get them to use pronouns or gender identity in any specific way other than their birth-established gender. HB 599 is about common sense versus nonsense, the statement added. Related, Van Jones, Dems are off track and sending a signal they care more about pronouns than what impacts people every day. Further, the legislation reads in part. An employee or a contractor may not be required, as a condition of employment, to refer to another person using that person's preferred personal title or pronouns if such personal title or pronouns do not correspond to that person's sex. An employee or a contractor may not provide to an employer his or her preferred personal title or pronouns if such preferred personal title or pronouns do not correspond to his or her sex. An employee or a contractor may not be asked by an employer to provide his or her preferred personal title or pronouns or be penalized or subjected to adverse personnel action for not providing his or her preferred personal title or pronouns. Related, fill in your preferred pronouns with Kellogg's LGBTQ Pride cereal. Despite the general backlash against the woke agenda, a summer survey from Newsweek found that 44% of millennials think referring to someone by the wrong gender pronoun, he/him, she/her, should be a criminal offense. 31% of millennials in the survey reject the idea of making misgendering a criminal offense, and the remainder neither agree nor disagree or don't know, as Breitbart News reported. Kamala Harris, my pronouns are she and her, and I'm a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.